Right, and this item was one of the items that the council asked to bring back. So that's why I thought that, you know, with consensus on, you know, what I can write in there and bring forward to the council, I'd like the committee to make some sort of recommendations. So I did put some thought into it, and I reread the STANPAC surveys, the STANPAC write-up, and came to, and also reread the city attorney's opinion on that. And I had a couple different things on here. So I have any shift from the 1997 51st Street center line would be visible on the 51st Street reconstruction plan. And I went through my emails and found an email from Alderman Barber asking if the city engineer, when they did the 51st Street intersection, if they could determine the center line of 51st Street. And at one of the meetings, Mr. Morrow did bring that up, that they had located that center line. So that information is available. The question is whether there was any change in the lane allotment, center left or right. And if there's no discernible change, then the current center line is the same as the 1997 center line. But if there was a change, they did it from, STANPAC did the survey from the center line and also from the section line. The center line and the section line weren't that far apart. Believe that to be correct, Mr. Beal?
14, something like that.
Okay. But the complication comes in where you take that center line and then go over to the extraction area where some of the figures are up to 9.6 feet from, and let me just, sorry, I thought I saw one at 9. What's that? Yeah, well, this is the STANPAC information that was also provided to the council, and they have quite a bit of information in their entire letter, Jesse's letter. So this is, let's see, Mr. Deal here, it says 9.61 over, 8.11 over 6, and it goes down, all the way down to really small, 3.8 feet. So that's that section, and then this section is 7.5. So the highest amount that I can determine on here is 9.61 feet over, depending on if you're doing this from the center line or the section. So that's quite a bit when you consider the length of 51st Street. Length and the depth, correct. And so it becomes more than just establishing the center line. It becomes, we now have an extraction limit that is beyond what the PDD says. So does the city want to say, hey, we're recognizing this, we're not happy with it, and no more, and put some monitoring points up, and just blow off what the ordinance says are the requirements? Or does the city want to look at what the ordinance requirements are and see if there's some follow-up like they do on a regular citizen who violates the ordinance? That's not a decision for this committee, but it's a recommendation from the committee that everyone be treated equal when they're in violation of a zoning code or an ordinance. So, the...
I missed it. Without the definition of the center, how can you say that? I don't see what you're saying. It's got to be the center line.
Well, this is how you can find it out. If the center line and
the PDD says center.
Just let me explain, because this is really simple math. if the center line is here and the section line is here, or the section line is here, they're 2 feet off. So if you want to give, you know, the benefit of the doubt to the quarry operator, that give them the extra feet, they're still over 9 feet minus 2 feet. Take 3 feet off of it if you'd like. 3 from 9.6 is still 7.6 feet over the extraction PDD boundary line. So it doesn't really matter where the center line is. Oh, here you go.
No, I've got the picture now. And it shows it going, the map that I self-extended, it's going over this way, but coming back this way, going over this way, very important to the line. It's not.
This can't be much clearer if you want to look at this. Here it is. 9.6 feet over. Here's the center line.
That's the center line. That's not the
mining line. No, this is the mining line. This says 51st Street. These are the lines. Edge of pavement. Edge of pavement is here. Edge of pavement is a solid line. Edge of pavement is here. They measured edge of pavement, came up with the center line.
On the new 51st Street.
On 51st Street, as the 51st Street sits right now. 51st Street may have moved a foot or two. It didn't move 9 feet. It didn't move 9 feet. You can agree to that, right? Okay.
I will assume it did.
Okay. I would think if it moved 9 feet, the people over there might be a little upset if it moved 9 feet to the west because it'd be in someone's house.
Okay, the sound is going to move based on
right. But we should be able to find that information.
That's why I'd much rather take center line out of it and do EPS or something.
It's a poor choice of terminology. Yeah,
excuse me. The commission did not put the wording in the PDD for center line. Whether it's a poor choice or not, the document reads 650 feet from the center line. So if you want to determine what the center line is, someone has to determine where that is, whether it's today or where the center line was in 1997. That's fine. But then the other portion is, I don't care how you throw it up in the air, if it says they're 9.6 feet over at one point, at the highest point, you're still going to be somewhere around, even if it's a foot over and you're going this far down and that deep, that's over. So I'm not out here to argue that point. I'm out here to say we have an ordinance. The residents have asked us to look at it. The council has asked to have it come before this. We have a recommendation. Now, the council will make this decision, not this committee. But we owe it to the people who are asking us to look at this to put together a concise recommendation based on the legal language in the PDD, not what we think should be done or whatever, but based off of the documents, and let the council decide what is appropriate. But I did, there is in here about a section on failure to comply with the provisions. Failure to comply with the provisions of this ordinance shall subject the quarry to the penalty provisions in section 18 of the city ordinance. And this is just like any other business. Just because their name is a name that we all love, doesn't mean that they're not above to following what it says. I'd like to make that point. Because every resident has had, you know, some kind of building permit or issue or something that they can come to us and make the same complaint they're being treated unfair. The law is the law. In addition to the event, the operator repeatedly, or if they fail to comply with the provisions, then there is certain things that happen, but we haven't really noticed them. So there are no reprimandations or fines and so if we just keep ignoring it, which is apparently what's happened so far, we will never get to a resolution. So it says if they're held to the penalty provision in Section 18 of the zoning ordinance. The zoning ordinance back in 1997 was this one, not the ones that are online now. And Section 18 is a really little one-page little section. And it says that violations for penalty, you can all look this, that when the leasee, owner, contractor, firm, or corporation violates or disobeys or doesn't comply with any enforcements of this ordinance, they shall be fined not less than $25 or not more than $200 for each offense. So, okay. That's what the ordinance said at that time. I don't know what the legal carryover is from this ordinance to the other ordinance, or if they have to keep this ordinance around and apply this ordinance to that old PDD. That's all legal stuff. But it's not like there's a huge thing in this ordinance in 1997. So, you know, all those who want to, you know, be fearful that we're going to, you know, shut the quarry down over a little violation, it's a pretty minor thing. Alderman Barber.
Doesn't PDD also have language that if there is a non-compliance issue, the court would have to decide it, and the correction can only be made to bring the compliance into compliance with the one fraction of the whatever is in the appeal?
To me, I'd rather not go to court over something simple than just do that.
The court has to determine the non-compliance, and then the quarry can be held accountable to correcting that situation or that particular item that they have found in non-compliance in the court. I mean, there's something to do with the court in there.
Well, it's very probable, like I said, here's the extraction boundary area. Sure.
I just want to read this that Weslowski wrote, because I think the citizens should at least hear it and see what they think about it. January 11, 2017. I'll just read this one paragraph. There's more in that paragraph. I previously advised that the extraction area boundary from then current center line of 51st Street, 650 feet, states that no limestone shall be extracted from the area within that 650 feet, whether it be measured from the top of the quarry pit wall, the middle of the quarry pit wall, or the bottom of the quarry pit, that it is a vertical boundary determination. And that is where the 51st Street center line physically existed, was and is engineering surveying territory. Upon a review, my answer remains the same.
Yeah, and I walked you through was reading it as you were reading it, and I have the same information which was provided in the text. So,
I can go on.
So one of the things I'd like to point out is the purpose of the setback was to help control the adverse effects of the blasting on private properties. Can we all agree on that? Okay. You can't determine a encroachment you need to review the PDD to determine if what the encroachments are and what the actions are and what all the, you know, legal actions are. So, can we all agree on the PDD as the governing document? Okay. So, the possible remedy is we can increase the monitoring on that side of the quarry to see if there are any adverse effects. We could request that markers be installed. Violation of setbacks creates a new set of circumstances regarding any remedy. So once something is found to be out of compliance, whether it's out of compliance a little bit or out of compliance a lot, it sets forth the ability for the city to say, hey, okay, we need to do something to correct this. Negotiations can take place or whatever, but there should be some type of notice at minimum, or corrective action, or notice or corrective action, both. And then I know there are also state statutes that talk about protecting yourself, health, safety, and welfare, which is what the citizens have been trying to tell us about getting too close to their homes with the gas. Commissioner Short.
The other thing I think the quarry should be able to do, and they used to do it, now they don't do it for some reason. The citizens I've talked to complain when they say, I ask them, well, call the quarries, and they say, they don't tell you nothing. Level three, level this. We want to know where they are blasting at the time that the blasting is bad. But, and they said, the girl answers, well, I don't know. All I know is level three. And I think that the quarry should know where they're blasting, and they should have when people call there. That's why they don't want to call. They don't want to call the city. They don't want to call the quarry because they get no answers. So I get all those calls. And I'm trying to be nice to them and tell them who to call. And they're so angry. And they ask me, well, do you know where it is? And they don't tell me either. The girls will say, well, I don't know. I don't know where they're blasting. Well, they work there, don't they? I mean, God, I worked in an office and I knew everything here. I don't understand how they don't want to tell anybody where they're blasting. And that's what they need to know. Is it the west side, the east side? The, you know, they used to tell everybody, but now they don't anymore. So I just wonder why.
Commissioner Knippel.
When we do this detailed write-up, the one thing that I think should be included is that do we know where the center line was when the ordinance was adopted? And what did they use as the center line when they did the survey? So if there's a difference between the two of those, I think they need to be pointed out in any write-up. Going to the comment.
Okay, so where was the center line in 1997?
Yeah.
And what was the other
And where is it now? When you reference the survey, it shows a difference in where the setback is.
Okay. So once that determination is made, we still have a boundary that's iffy, whether it's 2 inches or 9 feet, 6 inches. We still have a situation where let's pretend it's, you know, your neighbor who's parking, you know, out and blocking a driveway or a mailbox or something. You know, do you overlook that? You know, Mr. Deedle has many times he has to enforce the zoning code. I know there is a very reluctant half of people who wanted to do anything about this. It seems extremely obvious to me when the Quarry Monitoring Committee can bring a noted concern to the Common Council, and it's a year later and nothing happens, that there's a concern of wanting to take an action. Now, we don't have to be afraid of that. We can confront this and be reasonable and come up with something that everyone can agree upon.
As long as we're doing it on track.
Have you ever known me not to have pretty solid facts?
Yeah. Well, what I heard during the discussion on the center line was they were measuring from the edge of the road, mm-hmm. they were measuring from this side of the road. Mm-hmm. There was no center line that they could delineate from the engineering department.
Exactly.
And I think at the time, somebody even went to Milwaukee County's engineering department and ask them if they have it.
I want to try to get off the center line issue because the center line is one point to the problem. And even if we determine, what we have is two issues. We have a center line issue and then we have an extraction limit area. They are tied.
Right.
But it's not going to make that big of a difference. We should determine that. We should all agree. Do we want to say we're going to start from the section line because the section line doesn't move? Those are all recommendations regarding the center line. But once you determine the center line and you come to a conclusion that everybody can agree upon, what do you want to make a suggestion to council about the over-extraction limits, whether it's a quarter inch or 9.6 feet?
The court is going to decide the center line. If this goes to court, they're going to say, okay, we're going to establish the center line. We're going to try to figure out if there is a violation based on what they decide. And that's the only useful.
Are you suggesting our recommendation say we go to court?
No, I'm saying.
Because that's it. You keep bringing up court.
No, my very first thing was.
Not over $200, respectively.
My very first thing was to how do we establish a center and have it move forward at this point? I mean, I don't know if they're over. I don't know how much they're over. I'm assuming from what you're saying they are over based on that report.
Right. What I'm hearing is everybody wants to grab onto the fact that the center line is iffy, but no one wants to grab onto the fact that there's 9.6 feet of difference from the PVB line.
I don't know that number.
Well, it's right here in the documents, which I tried to show you when you were looking at it.
There isn't a fixed center line that they're working on.
Okay. The write-up, as I would suggest, would to be point out that the quarry committee is confused on the center line. And that the quarry committee needs to understand where the center line is, and that the council should understand where the center line is. And then the second point is, regardless of where the center line is, appears by Stantec's information, there is an extraction limit discrepancy.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
That's what the citizens are concerned about.
And what I think that's an issue, I think. Let's get the center line and then we can determine how much, if there is violation, and I said yes or no, if there is violation, what's the extent of it? How bad is it once you get that starting point?
All right, so
does
the extent of it say, the extent of it says, oh, the extent is small, so we ignore it?